You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Liz Lynch. Join me for Business Development Radio right here on EPN.
So in your business, some simple things. You know how I'm going to control and continue to control my health, my health in America? I'm going to stay committed to my business. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to continue to do the things I've been doing, to continue to get better at the things that I'm not good at, to continue to focus and refine.
How do you really make social sizzle? So I asked the master motivator himself, Mr. Zig Ziglar, for the secret, and here's what he had to say.
I believe with all my heart that you can have what you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. It's not about you, it's about them, and you put your focus on the people you're working with and for.
This is the E-Podcast Network.
And now it's time for Social Media Coffee Talk with Harrison Painter.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Social Media Coffee Talk with Harrison Painter right here on EPN. I'm very excited. This is actually the inaugural show. So today I'm just going to give you a little bit about who am I? Why should you listen to me? Why does social media matter? What are we doing in this space? What does it mean for my business, my life? Everything. So, just to give you a little idea of what I have in mind for this show, this is social media meets business and life. And look, social media is so much more than just doing a little bit of tweeting, hanging out on Facebook, and things of that nature. It's also sales, it's marketing, it's relationship building. You can do everything in this space from build a business to find a wife or find a husband. It really is that diverse and that amazing. You can connect with old friends. You can keep in touch with your college buddies. It is simply an amazing space. So who am I? Who is Harrison Painter? I'm going to tell you right now. My background is all in the real estate world initially. And to go back even farther, I was actually in the United States Navy during Desert Storm and served 4 years out in San Francisco, VP 31 Moffett Field, represent in the house. Then I took a job at Ford Motor Company and worked in the corporate world there for 12 years. Hated every second of it. Now, I'm not ripping on Ford. Ford was an amazing company. I just do not fit into that culture. Was not happy. Me and my wife were actually having some tough times together, and really we were on the brink of divorce. And when we look back on it, we were just very miserable because of the job that we had. And we took that misery home with us. Well, one day I just literally walked out and quit. Everybody thought I was just nuts. Nuts. But at the end of the day, I had to really weigh what is more important, money or happiness. And look, I made a lot of money at Ford Motor Company and a godly amount of money for what I did. Great benefits, the whole nine yards, kind of living the American dream, if you will, at least on paper. But the fact was, I just wasn't happy. It was a job that wasn't fulfilling for me. A lot of long hours working for somebody else. I was just miserable. My wife was miserable. When I left, I tell you, it was very, very hard. It was very difficult run becoming an entrepreneur, and I got into the real estate world. Went straight to RE/MAX, right? The number one real estate company in the world, and started my business. And I tell you, I came out of the gate on fire, made a lot of money. I did good old school cold calling, working my sphere of influence, and did very well. I found my niche in the real estate investment world, and we sold real estate really all over the country, Indianapolis, Atlanta, Tampa, Rochester, New York, Las Vegas. Very exciting times. Well, as most of you probably know, the real estate market crashed, and I wrestled with that 800-pound gorilla for quite some time. I started a video blog, and if you guys aren't familiar with that, a blog is basically the way websites run now, where you post content daily, weekly, and kind of run an online diary, if you will. And my concept was to shoot a video of me looking at property, looking at investment houses, sharing with everybody what I looked for in a house to help them. If you were out there looking to buy a property, you know, my advice hopefully was very good for those folks. I documented the purchasing of the house, the construction, the rehab of the house, working with contractors, which isn't always a beautiful thing, right? You know, sometimes the guy's gotten a little bit of trouble. I mean, it was really almost a mini reality show, if you will, and we documented it all the way to the sale of the property. Now, because of this, I was selling houses to people 3,000 miles away that I had never met and never physically saw the house. And every once in a while, one would fly into town. And I would ask them, why me over all of my competitors? And like clockwork, these guys always said, because of your videos, it was massive value, a lot of information, and we felt like we knew you after those videos. The like, know, and trust factor. And I knew immediately at that point, we were really on to something. The power of video. Now, this was before I really knew anything about Twitter, a microblogging platform, for those of you that might not be familiar with it. And look, in future episodes here, we're going to talk all about these platforms. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you will in the very near future. I was on Facebook, but you know, I really looked at Facebook at the time as for kids or keeping up with my old Navy buddies, college buddies, things like that. And I didn't really look at it as a platform to really build my business whatsoever. And all that changed in 2009. It was around, I believe, February of 2009. I discovered a group of guys up in the Chicago area, and they went on a journey. And this journey was called the Go-Giver Tour. Now, this Go-Giver Tour was all about a book written by the great Bob Berg and the great John David Mann. Now, I was trying to live by these principles, and I didn't even know it. And when I read this book, it completely defined what I was trying to accomplish with my life. So, you know, we all have that defining book, right? That defining moment that really changes everything. And for me, it was a book called The Go-Giver. What is that book for you? I do want to hear from you guys, and I want to know what books changed your life. And if you guys haven't had that aha book yet, you will. Keep reading. So back to the Go-Giver Tour. These guys were promoting via Twitter, via Facebook, and the system was they were going to go out and get sponsorship. They were going to document via video and a platform called Ustream and Facebook and Twitter their journey from Chicago to Orlando to an event called the Extreme Business Makeover, put on by the great Tom Scott and Bob Berg. I couldn't physically go to the event, but I felt like I was such a huge part of it because I helped promote it every step of the way with these guys. Brian Tompkins, Bradley Will, Gabe Strom, and Gilbert Malott were the four. Now, they got sponsorship from Ford Motor Company. Ford gave them a couple of cars. They drove to St. Louis for an event. They documented that via Ustream. They went live. They drove to Atlanta, Georgia. They did another event there. And then down to Orlando and went to this big event. They did a live Ustream. They interviewed Bob Berg, and it was just great. It was great. And it really brought a bunch of guys together for a common cause, helping people, being go-givers. So that is how my social media seed was planted. Now, looking back on real estate, I realized that the number one thing that I loved about real estate was the marketing side of it, the meeting new people. I had a serious passion for that, but I didn't have a passion for everything that happened after the purchase agreement was signed. Now, for those of you in real estate, you totally understand. For those of you that are not, you know, basically once you sign a contract, you go through inspections, the title company, you go through other realtors. You've got a bunch of hands in the pot that at any given time can really mess things up and make your life uncomfortable. So when I found social media, I was like, oh my gosh, here is an amazing platform to market, build relationships, and build a business that for me, it was a no-brainer. It was a complete no-brainer. And to be honest with you, the rest here is history. And that's The Go-Giver. That book is why I'm here today. XBM 2009 is why I'm here today. And I got to go to XBM in 2010. And I actually got to thank Bob Berg. I got to meet John David Mann and Tom Scott for the first time. It was an amazing experience there to meet those two gentlemen and thank them for really being the seed that started everything that I'm doing and why I'm finding success in this space. Now, this space is so powerful, and you really don't have any competition because nobody can be you. And the key to social media is all about being authentic, being consistent, and something I call social media to the third power. Now, I have an ebook on my website, and we'll talk about that later as well. But I wrote an ebook called Tweeting to the Third Power. Tweeting to the Third Power. And the philosophy behind that is very simple. When you're out in the social media space, you act exactly the way you act in a live networking event. There is nothing virtual about this space, and it's always got on my nerves when people called it the virtual world. Because look, all of you out there right now listening to me, you're all live, living, breathing human beings. I hope there's no robots out there listening to me right now. So you're all real human beings, and you're listening to me, and we'll connect via Twitter, via Facebook, via email. We'll get on the phone. We'll shake hands at the next XBM event. Right? That's very, very powerful stuff. So you do the same things in the social sphere that you do live and in person. And that is being a go-giver. That is sharing a message. That's listening to people twice as much as you talk, finding ways to create massive value for others. And when you do that, great, great things happen. Great things happen. So now that has led me to, I formed Go Gladiator Media, which became a very big success. We got a lot of clients out of that. We were doing promotions and training via social media. Then I joined a company out in San Diego called Boom Media, and I was their basically director of new media within the entertainment industry and things of that nature. And then now I'm pretty much a full-time consultant for a company named Amplibuzz that's officially being launched here in June. And I have a website called coffeewithharrison.com. And on that website, I basically do a video 5 days a week, and I talk social media, just like I'm doing here. Social media meets business and life, and I do a 2 to 5 minute video talking about this stuff 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. So be sure to check that out. And also on that website, I have the book Tweeting to the Third Power. It's totally free. It was the way for me to give back to such a great group of folks that have really been so helpful to me. And I tell you, before social media, I met some great people, but I meet so many great people now because of this. And you're going to go on this journey right here on EPN with me. So I'm very, very excited about that. So I really want to thank Eric Dye and everything he's done over here at EPN. The guy is fantastic. I know that Tom Scott's over here, Trey Pennington, you've got Nancy Perez. So you've got so many phenomenal people over here on EPN and just creating massive value. So, all right, well, I want to keep this short. I want to keep this sweet, and I want to keep it packed with massive, massive value. So tune in. We're going to do one of these every week. This is going to be Coffee Talk with Harrison Painter. Very, very excited about this. So, all right, my name is Harrison Painter. This has been Social Media Coffee Talk. I will see you guys next week. Love it.
Media tip. this week is a site that will allow you to measure all of your social media traffic, and it will also help you to manage multiple social media accounts. The site is called Hootsuite. It's completely free to use, and what it is a dashboard that allows you to send messages out to sites like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn all at once. And also, when you're sending out a link in your message, you can measure the traffic in terms of the number of people who have clicked on that link, find out where they're from and when they're clicking, and all this really valuable data that will help you measure your success in the social media space.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information all in one location? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our new EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on EPN.
Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.